All right, that was Midnight City by M83. This is Reese, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with my good friend and co-host of our regular show, Dana.
Hello.
As well as our guests, Lucy and Aiden.
Hello.
Hello.
That was Aiden's song, Midnight City. Our kind of impromptu theme today for this show we're subbing is going to be songs that remind us of childhood. So a lot of 2000s pop throwbacks, pretty much, because we were all born in like 2004.
Five. Well, yeah, you're weird
yeah.
young.
It's because you're the loser.
No. Yeah. I'm just a year younger than you and still here, so, you know.
Well, that's because you're from Connecticut, and people from Connecticut are weird.
Yeah. Nah. We're just better.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
It's still Connecticut.
Yeah. It is still Connecticut. Yeah, I have no other thoughts. I've been up since 5:30, so...
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I, like, can't sleep sometimes for no particular reason. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Just sometimes your roommates just keep you up.
They weren't... Neither of them were home this morning.
Oh, then...
You had
oh.
a single, and you couldn't sleep?
Wow. You know my theory? I think when they're both gone, it's too quiet. And so any other noise...
Wakes you up?
Yeah, because I... You know what I woke up to, Dana? I woke up to the
cans?
Sounds of birds.
Oh.
And I had to shut my window because they wouldn't shut up at 5:30 a.m.
Birds are loud. Birds are scary. And therefore, we should eradicate all birds.
For context, Dana is a bird hater, trademarked, all rights reserved.
Yeah. No one else can be afraid of birds.
Yeah, yeah, she's afraid of birds specifically. She doesn't just hate them. She has a fear.
It is a valid fear.
It's really not.
Also, one time, Dana had a bad dream that woke her up, including a bird.
I had a dream. A bird attacked me, and I jumped so hard in my sleep, I woke up.
So, yeah, birds.
God, terrifying creatures. They have claws, they have beaks, and they can fly. Too much.
I think they're cute.
You think they're cute? What about that says cute?
Like a little parrot?
No! Parrots are not little. They have huge beaks.
Do you hate the commercials where they rub the oil off the baby ducks? Does that, like, bring you rage? that they're helping clean them up?
The soap commercials?
Yeah, the dish soap commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I don't watch those. I see a bird and I turn away.
Valid.
She sees a bird covered in oil and she's like, good. Dana's favorite birds aside, we'll move along. This is Dana's song, Counting Stars.
This is a good one. Everyone knows this song.
Yeah, this is maybe the catchiest song ever. I don't think...
Is it? I don't know. It's definitely up there.
I had an obsession with this song when it first
I did
came
too.
Out.
Really?
This song's been stuck in my head since, like, 2010, so...
Yeah, well, it came out in 2013, Reese.
Oh. And yet, still...
That's just how
that
catchy
shows
it is.
Reese actually
how
heard
it.
The song before it was a song. The original One Republic fan.
Yeah. But yeah, this is Counting Stars, One Republic.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars.
Counting.
I feel it burn down this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that bunny, watch it burn. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Hey, hey, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep.
Smile, the whole world stops and stares. 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're amazing, just the way you are. Yeah.
All right, that was Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, one of Lucy's songs.
Yeah, I am in fact, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I think my headphones are just weird. But I am a big Bruno Mars fan. My best friend throughout all of elementary, middle, and high school is a big Bruno Mars fan. Shout out Kaya Rakowski, who is absolutely not listening. but, you know, she got me hooked at quite the young age. And our mutual best friend's boyfriend also looks like Bruno Mars. So
I'm assuming you're not talking about one of our mutual
friends. No. Okay. Me and Kaya's mutual friends. Got best it. Friend's boyfriend. Yeah, if we had someone who looked like Bruno Mars, I would think you would know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you're blind. And we're just learning about it. Maybe we're just learning about this now. But, yeah.
That's true. I actually can't see Lucy. I don't know what you look like.
Wow. That'd be really interesting, actually.
I wonder what you would look like to me, if or look like to someone who couldn't see.
Well, I'm all...
Okay. I heard myself say that.
I don't think that's how that works, honey. But
like,
you know.
There's also the people who are blind that, like... they can see like shapes and stuff, like,
yeah,
you know, like what if you're just a blob?
I could just be I think I am just kind of a blob, you know, in the universe. But
I can look at it that way.
Yeah. I think
that got Dana.
Dana's currently stepped away from her mic and is in the corner crying on the table, so I don't know if she's coping well with this.
No.
Maybe four of us is too many to do this in, like, a coherent way.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like our voices are distinguishable.
What?
I don't know. Is that not what you meant?
No, I meant, like, to be on task.
Oh.
And get through
our
songs.
None of us can ever stay on task.
Oh, we're not finishing.
That's our whole thing.
Oh, okay. Not at all. It's okay. We've already gotten almost one of everyone's.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah. You didn't get mine yet, but...
Well, yeah, but you're, like, leading it, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, this next one is mine. It's Drops of Jupiter by Train. I like Train. They have that one song, like, go down in an airplane, 50 Ways to Say Goodbye.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
And my ex-girlfriend really liked this song. But my first ex-girlfriend, not...
Oh, not...
You know,
who are all
long story.
Anyhow.
not the one.
Moving on.
Wait, but first.
Yes.
Have you heard Shake Up Christmas by Train?
Shake It Up Christmas?
Yes. That is the best Train song.
No.
She has this weird obsession with this song.
It's a really good song.
I kind of tend to think any song Dana's obsessed with is, like, concerning on some level.
Well, because they're also niche, too. Like, it's like, my favorite song is the Christmas song by Train.
My favorite Train song is the Christmas song by Train.
Okay.
That's not that niche.
It's pretty niche.
Hazel Sister, that's pretty good.
Hazel Sisters is very good.
Yeah. Well...
Okay, well, it's Train's the second best Train song.
Yeah, but anyway, that was the point of me bringing up my middle school ex-girlfriend, is that was my childhood, and so childhood songs.
Got it.
Nice.
Not all of it. Yeah, anyway. This is
okay. The Train. Play the song.
Thought, Reese.
Yeah, thanks, man.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar, and then you miss me while you were looking for yourself out
page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big song tower, yeah. The power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah. She got the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
And now, a PSA. Annoyed by all the loud noise and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you constantly annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 3LL continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters the most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org.
I have many thoughts on this. I think that it is incredibly stupid. And the main reason, first of all, planes make a lot of noise. It's just going to be, if you're living near an airport, you're just going to have to deal with that.
Wait, pause. Aiden knows a lot about airplanes.
Aiden really likes airplanes.
I really like airplanes. It's normal, I swear. but they talk about the highways in the sky thing, which is like, when planes leave any airport, they have like specific paths that they need to follow, so that way it, like, nothing gets messed up where planes will like fly into each other, which I think is more important than being like annoying to the people on the ground that like it's making a lot of noise. Like, there's just not much you can do about it. I just don't understand.
Can why I recommend a solution?
What's your solution?
Earbuds.
Use less airplanes. Take the train.
Sure.
I love the train.
But hear me out. This is also complaining about Tufts. We live right by train tracks. The train is also very noisy.
The train is arguably much
the
louder.
The train is much louder.
And
actually,
it shakes the JCC.
Yeah.
It does. Like, I just don't think that these people know what they're complaining. There's like, Boston's a major city.
They don't know what they're complaining about. They don't know what the noise they're complaining about is.
They know what they just don't have an actual solution for the problem that they are complaining about.
Again, earbuds.
Sure. That would... Yeah, do that.
Yeah. I would like to inform everyone that this PSA has printed underneath it a image of a dog covering its ears, looking in pain, with words in bold red text, "Make it stop."
And Aiden saw that pained dog.
And was ready to support that.
Aiden wanted the dog to suffer.
Listen, that dog garnered no sympathy.
Maybe that dog would have grown up to be a terrible dog. But because it was deafened by the airplanes.
Oh my god.
The plane noise didn't kill the dog.
It just changed its life trajectory, that's all.
Fascinating.
Well, you know, that's Aiden's thoughts on planes.
That's my thoughts.
Dogs can be deaf too.
That could be a reoccurring segment. Yeah. Aiden's thoughts on planes.
I would love that.
I think you could probably talk about planes for an hour.
Probably. Oh, that could be an entire radio show.
And how in the SEC they're missing one of the
they
runways.
Are. No, there's a map in the SEC that includes Logan, and it does not include a lot of Logan.
Because it's from 1999.
Yep.
We've had this conversation.
Sure, they should update the map. That's on them.
Yeah, if it's going to be an engineer building, they should have the most recent pictures of the airplanes.
That can't be. They got to figure that out. That's my top priority for Tufts. That's the biggest problem.
There are no other problems.
There are no other problems.
There's not the Wi-Fi screen. SUNY lives.
He is risen.
That got me. I don't know. Presumably, you guys heard about this. Well, I know you guys did that.
Yeah.
There was an April Fool's email from this, like, these people combed a bunch of the Tufts email addresses and sent out an April Fool's email saying that Tufts president Sunil Kumar died in his sleep.
Peacefully passed away in his sleep last night. And Reese and I got this in stats class. And Reese was just shocked, like, sitting there like, no, not Sunil.
They completely got me, because I completely forgot it was April 1st. I was like, oh my god, Sunil, no.
Not great.
Not ideal.
No. Oh, also, those last two songs were Suddenly I See by K.T. Tunstall and Cecilia and the Satellite by Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness.
I like that song.
So, yeah.
All right.
Moving along, we've got two songs about being young. The first one is Lucy's Live While We're Young, One Direction.
Yeah.
One Direction. I like One Direction.
Yeah. I mean,
second best boy band.
Second?
Why don't we?
Oh, you were playing this on the way back from North Carolina with Bella, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed our Why Don't We Sing Along.
I think
an hour.
I maybe recognized a song.
Yeah. That's more than I
expected. One Direction. It was part of my childhood. That's why we play it.
That's true. One Direction was just solid.
I like You Don't Know You're Beautiful. That was part of my childhood.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, we don't have that one.
But we have. Not to let you down.
Live While We're Young by One Direction. One Direction. recommended by Lucifer.
Just across the bar, my seat's been taken by some sunglasses, asking about a scar, and I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home. Tonight, we are young. So let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. Tonight, No, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just thought maybe we could find new ways to fall apart. But our friends are back, so let's raise a tail. Cause I found someone to carry me home tonight. We are young, so let's set the world on fire. We can burn brighter than the sun. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see you this way.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Yeah.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you when I fall asleep. Hey! Don't listen to a word I say. Hey! The screams all sound the same. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore. Don't listen. We'll carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
All right, that was Little Talks by Of Monsters and Men, and We Are Young by Fun before that with Janelle Monae.
Fun.
Period.
Fun.
Yeah, no exclamation on that.
Fun. Yeah, better. Good. Better. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, our next segment, as inspired by Mr. and Mrs. Beacon,
That's my mom and dad, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Is Who Can Drive Shift Sick? I can talk.
You still didn't get it.
I'm losing it, actually. Who can drive? Not me. I can't drive in general, so.
Yeah, not great. I can drive a stick shift. Not, like, super. I mean, like, I can do it. I just don't feel super comfortable with it.
Yeah. I've done it once. My dad taught me. Mm-hmm. A year and a half ago.
Was it successful?
Maybe it would.
Well, I didn't crash the car, but I didn't drive in public. Maybe, I drove on a dirt road.
Maybe you should be driving stick shift then. You might crash less cars into stationary objects.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Out of pocket.
I can drive. Well, I same as you. I like know how to. I'm not like comfortable, but yeah. If I like had to in a pinch, I could. My brother he fixes car bodies, and some guy had him fix his Porsche, and they wanted to sell it, and so he offered it to my brother. And my brother couldn't justify buying it, but he sold it to a friend, and his friend lets him drive it sometimes. So I learned
solid.
Stick in that Porsche, which was cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I have, like I said, I can drive. I'm not a good driver in a car that is automatic. I was fine on our adventures.
You drove, part
drove
of the way to North
time.
Carolina and
yeah.
back.
I drove a significant amount then.
And
I have also crashed two cars, so.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It adds character to the car.
No, they didn't make it. I had to get new cars.
It still adds character to them as they sit in their little demolition lot.
Yeah, I think they're gone by now. But that's all right, you know?
R.I.P. Lucy's cars.
Yeah. R.I.P. my bank account.
Yeah.
Didn't you also total a car, Dana?
Yeah.
But only one. Only one.
The other one just has
come on, Dana, catch up.
How many have you totaled, Beacon?
Big fat zero.
Yeah, same.
Come on, guys. You got to catch up. You got to be doing better.
That's
the
whole
point.
Thing.
No,
it's
I
like
don't think that's the goal.
Guys have higher insurance rate because they're worse drivers.
No. It's because we're more dangerous drivers. I think that's... Isn't that
No,
it?
It's because men are more confident in their driving abilities.
I feel
so
like guys
more
are more likely to get in car crashes, yeah.
Well, I think men are more likely to get into fatal accidents and women are more likely to get into, fender benders.
Yeah.
Well, Lucy and I are still here,
I think that's,
so.
Statistically.
I know, I think that's actually, statistically.
No, I think you're right.
We're not stereotyping. That's what it is. Yes.
Well, don't go.
That
don't
being
die.
Said, we are not helping the stereotype that women aren't great drivers.
Oh, yeah.
Between the two of us, it's not looking great.
Reese and I are doing our part for the men.
Yeah.
I know right now Zach Siminoff is listening to this and is very disappointed that he can't say that he had a stick shift car.
Oh, that's really true.
That's true.
He would love to talk about that.
Yeah.
Shout out Zach.
Shout out Zach. Shout out both the Zachs.
Yeah.
I kind of assume they're both listening.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Maybe they're eating. Who knows?
All right. This next one is one of mine by Fallout Boy. because I was an emo kid in sixth grade.
That makes sense.
But Fall Out Boy, really?
No, but I would do a Fall Out Boy
phase, too. No. If you're going to be an emo kid, you got to... You can't be Fall Out Boy.
It was emo light, admittedly. But I also did, like, some MCR, which I feel like gives me a little more
credit. Okay, I respect that. As a former emo kid myself,
Yeah.
I would not have classified myself as an emo kid. What were you going to say?
I was a neon kid.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I don't think I was a neon kid, although I might have been.
Yeah, I could still probably, like, sing through the entirety of Panic at the Disco's first four albums, so... Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
I know. Leave that one there.
Fun, period.
This is probably the best Fall Out Boy song, in my opinion.
What about that really popular one?
Which one is...
I don't know.
Very specific.
Narrows it down.
I know, like... two Fall Out Boy songs.
Well, there's old Fall Out Boy, which is more like Panic at the Disco-y, like, I don't know.
I can't name the song.
Pop punk?
Yeah, and then there's new Fall Out Boy, which is more like electro, I guess. I don't know.
Mm. I don't think I've listened to new Fall Out Boy.
He did that? He did We Didn't Start the Fire, but the remake.
Oh, yeah, actually,
that was
hear
atrocious.
That one.
Did you know Centuries?
Yeah.
That one! That's the song I was talking about.
Yeah, that's new Fall Out Boy.
Oh, I like that song.
But this one's old Fall Out Boy, which I think is better. This is Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. But they started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up, it's last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by.
Days are bitter and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La la la, oh well. La la la, we're going at it tonight. Tonight there's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of the Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good I'll fake it. strange tattoo. Not sure how I got it, not a dollar in my pocket, and it kinda looks just like you. Mixed with Zach Galifianakis, huh? La la la, whatever. La la la, it doesn't matter. La la la, oh well. La la la, we're going at it tonight. Tonight, there's a party on the rooftop, top of the world. Tonight, tonight, and we're dancing on the edge of a Hollywood sign. I don't know if I'll make it, but watch how good I'll fake it. It's alright, alright. Tonight, tonight. You got me singing like, whoa. Drop the beat down. It's my party. Dance if I want to. We can get crazy. Let it all out. Just don't stop. Let's keep the beat pumping. Keep the beat up. Let's drop the beat down. It's my party. Dance if I want to. We can get crazy. Let it all out. It's you and me and we're running this town. And it's me and you and we're shaking the ground. And ain't nobody gonna tell us to go. Cause this is our show. Everybody.
And
that was Tonight Tonight by Hot Shell Ray. We had
Hot
to,
Shell Ray. Try that again, buddy.
Hot Shell. How do you say?
Yeah, what?
That's pretty. Here, pretty sure here, that's right. Right
here. I fully thought that was by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No,
that's definitely not Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hot Shell Ray would be quite not right compared to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. We should have Red Hot Chili Peppers for Spring Fling.
Might be better than what we're getting.
I think anything would be better.
What you say?
No, that's
Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
Oh. You think the wrong one? We should get Jason Derulo.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
You're thinking of Shawty's like a
melody, and that is what I'm thinking about. Equally Vine type songs.
That's
so
true.
I think he should just play that song like 12 times as his set, and I would be fine with that.
It's like Fiend, but you know, Shawty's like a melody. Fiend.
There was something posted on SideChat where it was like a what's it called?
The thing proposal. Where
you sign the petition?
A petition, that's it.
The thing where you sign the thing.
Just play that song over and over again for his set.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. Dana just lost in Snake.
I got 52.
We had to stop Dana from talking into the on-air mic.
We, in fact, did not do that, though.
Because she was talking about her Snake game.
I really, really like Google Snake game.
Dana played it for an hour and a half today without realizing.
Unknowingly, yeah.
Actually, that's not even like the total for how long you played Snake.
Oh, no, I've been playing it for at least 3 hours today.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so concerning.
I got up to 80-something. I'm really good at it, by the way.
We were in like a full-on text conversation, and there would just be like 5-minute gaps in when she would respond because she was talking about Snake, or because she was playing Snake.
You can't pause the game.
Yeah.
80 is not high enough for 3 hours of training on that game.
Have you played Snake? It's hard.
You get like 87, like first try. Not first try. You were doing it at the JC. Okay. Kindle.
Yeah.
Wait, you got, how much did you get?
87 on the small one.
That's...
The small one or the regular
on the
size
small
one?
The small one.
But the small one is
you cannot. Like, there's no way you got 87 on
I
the small one.
I beat it. I filled in all the squares
you
with
beat
my snake body.
Snake?
On the small one. The small one is it only 87 is as high as it goes.
I'm going to get 87.
But you just you do the back and forth.
Yeah.
We had another song, but we've been talking about snakes, so I don't think we have time for it.
Yeah, not really.
No, I don't. If the next person's in the hallway, you can come in. People have done that before. It's helpful.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, quick plug for me and Dana's regular show, Cold Plays, every other Thursday at 8 a.m.
Not this Thursday.
We are on an off week. But next Thursday and every other...
And we have fun themes.
We do have fun themes, just like this show. Songs that remind you of childhood.
Yeah, that was a good theme.
Yeah, had some One Direction, Bruno Mars, One Republic. Can't miss. Yep. Can't go wrong.
Hot Shell Ray.
And if we had a little more time, then you could have done a not deep track from Vance Joy.
Yes.
Riptide by Vance Joy.